The meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education will now come to order. Time, Mr. McManus?
7:11.
Thank you, sir. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through public notice on August 28, 2017, faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, the Hunterdon Democrat, Hunterdon Review, and Express Times. Also posting on the district website, the main bulletin board in the administration offices, and in each Clinton Township school. And finally, faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Mr. McManus, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes, present.
Mrs. Demurley?
Here.
Dr. Foy?
Here.
Mrs. McHugh?
Here.
Mr. Malloy? Mrs. Olasky? Mrs. Redaguda? Mrs. Vanderoff?
Here.
Ms. Grant?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Foy, would you lead us to the pledge of allegiance?
Pledge of allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. McLaughlin, would you serve as process guardian for tonight's meeting, please?
Sure.
Thank you. President's comments. I just have one quick comment before we go into the agenda for this evening. I would like to talk a little bit about the transition of Dr. Fiander into the school district. So during the summer months, Dr. Fiander has successfully transitioned into the Clinton Township School District. She has shared with us that she sees great potential here and is thoroughly enjoying working with all that are part of this school district. It is my pleasure to announce that Dr. Fiander has decided to come out of retirement, excuse me, and has expressed interest in becoming a long-term educational leader of the Clinton Township School District. And tonight, under our personnel committee section of the agenda, the board will vote on a four-year contract for Dr. Fiander. I'd like to move on then to the first public comment section. If you would like to approach the board this evening, please come to the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 30 minutes.
Hello, Lana Brennan, 21 Fawn Drive. I had a quick question because at the last board meeting, I didn't quite hear about the lead testing about the schools, and I assumed that it would be emailed out shortly or soon, and I just had a question about what the kids are doing when they bring a water bottle, or if they need to refill it or something. Are they not able to fill it up at all at school, or what's going on with that option? And also with the, I know North had an issue and they can't do certain things, so I just wanted to see if that was the same case at all of our schools, or if it's certain schools, or should I just send like a couple gallons to school so that all the kids can have something to drink? That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm happy to respond to you. On the district website, there is a summary that we posted of what's taking place. They've been working all summer to do remediation, and the Patrick McGarren School has been all cleared, as well as the middle school. They had two kitchen sinks to remediate using filters that are lead reducing. And the good news that I've learned more about lead in water than I ever thought I would learn, is that the state EPA requires 15.5 parts per billion to be safe. If it's beyond that, it's at the action level. Well, the Clinton district was even more strict with its, and we do 10 billion parts per whatever. So what we found, though, we had put these cartridges in the, what they call bubblers or fountains at Spruce Run. And the results were still coming back. They do two samples, and it was strange how one was wrong and then the next one was okay. It turned out the supplier gave us the wrong cartridges. So we have had in the last 2 weeks to replace. We did 6 of them, tested them, and they're great. They're fine. And now they've replaced the other 12. And tomorrow morning between 6 and 7 a.m., they are testing, and we're to get the test results back on Friday. We anticipate they're going to be fine and be no action, further action, but because we don't know for sure and it's a long weekend, we have put in water coolers in the 3 pods of Spruce Run School just to be safe. So we have a plan B in place, and those will come back out once we're all clear. You're welcome.
Anyone else? You're good? Okay, I'll close the floor there. I'd like to turn the floor over to Ms. Vanderhoff. She's the chair of personnel negotiations. Ms. Vanderhoff, what is your report this evening, please?
Thank you. The negotiations committee has not met since our last board meeting, which is okay. We only have 5 items tonight on our agenda. They are items 18-PN-053 through 18-PN-057. And 3 of the items relate to appointments of 3 individuals, all effective 2 on August 30th and 1 on August 31st for this upcoming school year. And the last 2 reflect the appointment of Dr. Pamela Fiander, for the next 4 years, a 4-year contract. And the final one is the appointment for an employment contract for Edward McManus, who is our school business administrator board secretary. So with that, I'd like to ask approval for action items 18-PN-053 to 18-PN-057.
Motion.
Second.
Ms. McLaughlin,
and then second, Mrs. McHugh. Any questions for Ms. Vanderhoff this evening? Yep. Seeing none, may we have roll call, please?
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mrs. DeMurley.
Yes.
Dr. Foy.
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh.
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff.
Yes.
Ms. Grimm.
Yes.
Motion passed.
Thank you. I'd also like to mention Ms. Radogada, Mr. Malloy, and Ms. Solowski could not be here this evening, but they did want to, although they cannot vote because they are not here. They all would say yes to these set of resolutions, and in particular, the 4-year contract for Dr. Fiander. So I just wanted to
Thank
make sure
you.
We knew that.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. McManus, can you please read the executive session section, please?
Whereas while the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meetings Act under NJSA 10-4-6 requires all public meetings of the Clinton Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 10-4-12B sets forth 9 types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session without the public being permitted to attend, and whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10-4-12B to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any pending or anticipated litigation or contract negotiation in which the public body is or may become a party, any matters falling within the attorney-client privilege to the extent that confidentiality is required in order for the attorney to exercise his ethical duties as a lawyer, the nature of the matter described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality is attorney-client privilege, personnel, and negotiations. Whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 60 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Action may be taken upon return.
Thank you. I'm looking for a motion, please, to go into executive session.
Motion.
Second, please.
Second.
Second, Dr. Foy. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? We are now in executive session.
So we've taken data.
Looking for a motion to reconvene the meeting, please.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Looking for a motion to adjourn the meeting, please.
Motion.
Ms. McLaughlin?
Yeah.
Second? Dr. Foy?
Okay.
Abstentions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Seven, three.
Abstentions? Meeting is adjourned. Thanks, guys, for coming on short notice.